Zvachim per Gimel Mishnah base 3:2. We have been enumerating the various essential requirements and the invalidations that could occur during the four essential blood avodas, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Holicha, and Zrika. So our Mishnah is going to point out that if an invalid person does something which isn't one of those four essential avodas, that isn't going to be a problem necessarily. So the Mishnah says inside, Kibil HaKasher, if the Kabbalah, which must be done by a Kohen who's Tahor, etc., if it's done by an acceptable Kohen. But then Vinasan the Puzzle, he hands over the Klisharis, the consecrated vessel, which is holding the blood now, to someone who isn't valid to be someone who receives the blood. For example, say a Tame Kohen or a non-Kohen. So then, nothing has gone wrong, just Yachazir LaKasher. The non-valid person just has to hand the blood back, or the container or vessel back, to the valid person, and then we can proceed. So the fact that an invalid person held it is not a big deal at all. Should be pointed out that if that invalid person took one step towards the Mizbeach, the altar, so then that would be Holacha, bringing towards the Mizbeach, and that would be totally invalidate the whole process. But if he's standing still, he can just hand it back. And by a similar reasoning, Kibel biyamino, if the Kohen receives the blood while holding the klisharis in his right hand, venasin l'smolo, and then he hands off that consecrated vessel to his left hand for a moment, everything has to be done with the right hand. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. However, holding it in the left hand is a non-issue, and therefore just simply yachazir l'miyamino, he should just hand it back to his right hand, and then everything's fine. Similarly, kibel b'kli kodesh, if the blood is received in a consecrated vessel, but then venasan b'kli chol, it's poured out into another container, and that container is not consecrated. So since it was received in the proper utensil, everything's fine. Just yachazir l'kli kodesh, just pour it back into the proper consecrated container, and then we can proceed. Nishbach min hakli al haritzpa va'asafo. If the blood is received properly into the klisharis, the consecrated vessel, but then it spills onto the floor, and then the Kohen collects it off the floor back into the kli, kasher, that's okay. If you recall, we said a few mishnayos ago, if it falls on the floor, it's not okay. But that was if the blood comes from the neck onto the floor. The requirement is that Kabbalah means receiving the blood directly from the neck where the animal is slaughtered into the klisharis, the consecrated vessel. If that's done, the Kabbalah is good. So then our Mishnah says if it spills on the floor after that, that's not a problem. Just collect the blood again, get your squeegee and get it, whatever the story is, and that'll be fine. If it spilled directly onto the floor, that would not be okay. It would be a puzzle. Nasno agabe hakevesh. If a person who was not valid to do zrika, let's say a Tamei Kohen or a non-Kohen, and he applies the blood where it's not supposed to be. We had the list previously, in the previous parak, about the requirements of where it has to go, so it can't go on the kevesh is the ramp. But the point is, since the person who did the application of blood on the ramp was then who is not valid to do Zerika, it's like a non-event, because the ramp is not a place where it's supposed to go. He might as well pour it on his feet. It doesn't make a difference. The point is that it's not called the Zrika, and therefore it's not called an invalid Zrika, so the voda wasn't done by an invalid person, just was poured on the floor or poured on the ramp, as the case may be, and it'll be true for anywhere else. If we have an invalid person doing the pouring in an irrelevant place, that's an irrelevant act, it doesn't make the offering invalid, and therefore we can, you know, kind of pick up the pieces if possible, get new blood and try again, in theory, says the Mishnah inside that point. Shelo k'neged yasod, if the blood is poured by the invalid person, but it's applied to the mizbeach, not directly above a section that has yasod beneath it, like we said before, that means essentially the southern and eastern walls, except for one little arm on the corners of each. Or venasan esanitanan lamata lamala, he applies what's supposed to be put below the red line, which is essentially all karbanos besides the chatas, but he applies the blood above that red line, that chuta sikra, again, not valid, not considered an act of zrika. Vesanitanan lamala lamata, if the blood is supposed to go above the red line, meaning for a chatas on the four corners, but it's instead applied below the red line, that's not an act of zrika, and therefore not valid, and therefore if the person who did it was not a kosher person, his act doesn't invalidate things at all. Esanitanan bifnim b'chutz, blood that's supposed to be applied inside, meaning those special chatos that are offered on the inside altar and the blood over there, if the blood is applied on the outside altar, again, that's not proper, but not, it's like an irrelevant act, not called zrika. There's an etan lebuchutz bifnim, that which is supposed to be applied on the outer altar, if instead of going to the outer altar, because it's a regular shlamim or whatever it is, chatas ola, the blood is applied inside at the mizbeach hazav, the inner mizbeach, and so on. Again, that's a dumb thing to do, but it's not an act of zrika. So in all those cases, while the blood's now gone, we still could try again. Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there still is blood spurting out of the neck of the slaughtered animal, which is probably unlikely, but theoretically it's possible if you know you contrive it, that there's a very short amount of time between when you collect the blood the first time and apply it. So then, yachzor ha-kasher v'yikabel. Then a kasher, meaning a kohen, can get a second chance, get new blood, and try again.